Welcome to The Storytellers. We share stories and music from around the world and from many cultures. I'm Natalie Harris. The Storytellers is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by CORE, Community Options for Resources and Education, a personalized learning California charter school accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. CORE offers a unique blended classroom and non-classroom public education model based on the needs and interests of each individual student. Information is available on the web at coretca.org or by calling 894-3952. So the theme for today is back to school, because I'm sure a lot of you have started school already. I know I started yesterday, but if you haven't started yet, you're probably going to be starting soon, sadly. My sister is starting on Wednesday, so I thought it'd be great to, even though school may not be the most exciting thing for some of you, I still want to share some awesome back to school stories that are out there. So the song that I just played was Happy Days from the Happy Day television show. I really love that song, and I think it brings a good positive message that even though you're going to have sad days and worrisome days, and there'll be days where you just don't want to get out of bed, but just because that you're having a bad day, that day doesn't mean that there are happy days ahead of you. And I think that goes with school as well. You know, you might be super excited for the weekend to be able to hang out with friends, and Friday, yay, it's the last day of the week. But those days in between, and Monday, the dreadful Monday, can be a happy day too. This next story, I think, can definitely take the advice of, even though things might not look so great before, it doesn't mean that they have something beautiful inside. Here is First Grade Stinks by Mary Ann Rodman. First day, first grade, I sing. Can't wait, can't wait. We're big kids now, Haley, says my friend Ryan as we get off the bus. Little kids stand at the school door holding their parents' hands. Not Ryan and me. We walk into school all by ourselves. Hi, Miss Lacey, we called to our teacher from last year. Hello, Haley and Ryan. Miss Lacey's shirt is the color of daffodils. Her sneakers match. Inside her room, the dragon kite still hangs from the ceiling. Cutouts of leaves cover the wall. Kindergartners push through the door. Kindergartners don't know how to act, I say. Poor little kindergartners, Ryan says. We first graders know how to act. We find our new room. Our teacher's shirt is the color of dead leaves. She wears ugly brown sandals. Good morning, she says. My name is Miss Gray. Find the desk with your name on it. She gives us a tiny smile, not a sunny morning smile like Miss Lacey's. This room does not look like Miss Lacey's. Nothing hangs from the ceiling, nothing on the walls, just the alphabet letters over the chalkboard. No kite, no colors, no fun. Miss Gray calls the roll. We stand by our chairs and say who we are and what we like best. Then Miss Gray says, time to write your A's and B's. Sasha raises her hand. We had share time first in kindergarten. Miss Gray shakes her head. We are too busy for share time right now. Ryan, please hand out the writing paper. No fair. Miss Lacey always let me hand out the paper. No share time, no dragon kite, no smiling teacher, no daffodil shirt. First grade stinks. Writing is very hard work. I am ready for recess. But when the kindergartner kids march by our door on the way to first recess, Miss Gray says, time for art. She passes around crayons and paper. I raise my hand. Isn't it time for recess? In first grade, we have only one recess, says Miss Gray. I like art, but I'd rather have recess. Miss Gray looks at our pictures. Haley, what an interesting sky, she says, but not like she means it. I like orange skies. So did Miss Lacey. Miss Gray hangs Kurt's picture in front of by the chalkboard. His sky is blue. I want to throw my crayons at Kurt. First grade stinks, I tell Ryan at recess. He blinks. I like first grade. I want you to pinch Ryan. After recess, we write some more. Haley, your A's and B's are not the same size, says Miss Gray. Write them again, please. I look at Ryan's letters. They are exactly like the ones over the chalkboard. Eyes on your own work, Haley, warns Miss Gray. First grade stinks. We go to lunch. There is only vanilla ice cream, no chocolate. The kindergartner kids ate all the chocolate, says the lunchroom lady. I hate vanilla. Even lunch stinks. Back in our room, Miss Gray says, it's story time. Erica raises her hand. What about nap time? In kindergarten, we had naps after lunch. Oh no, I hate nap time. First graders don't take naps, says Miss Gray. No nap time? Maybe first grade doesn't always stink. Miss Gray reads a story about a boy and his dog. They are lost and it's dark, and then Miss Gray closes the book. That's all for today. Time for math. What happens to the boy and his dog? No fair. Last year, Miss Lacey read his whole books with lots of pictures all in one day. Binky Bug was my favorite. In first grade, even the stories stink. Can we go back to Miss Lacey? I whispered to Ryan.
Haley, no whispering, says Miss Gray.
I can't stand it one more minute.
First grade stinks, I yell.
The room is very, very quiet. Miss Gray comes to my desk. She looks very, very tall.
You're in trouble now, says Ryan.
I wish Ryan would dry up and blow away. Miss Gray kneels beside me.
What's wrong, Haley?
Writing is hard, and there's only one recess, and the stories don't end right, I say.
First grade stinks.
Miss Gray smiles. It's a nice smile. That's not the end of the story, she says, just the end of the chapter.
What's a chapter, I ask.
It's a part of a story. I'll read a chapter tomorrow and a chapter the next day. It might take a week to finish the story.
Miss Lacey read Binky Bug all in one day, I tell her.
Miss Gray smiles again. In first grade, we read books with chapters. Soon you'll be able to read them yourself.
Really, I say, all by myself?
Happiness wishes inside me. Miss Gray nods. That's why we work so hard. It's a lot to remember, isn't it? I smile real big. My heart glows like an orange sky. Miss Gray doesn't look like Miss Lacey, or act like Miss Lacey, but she knows how I feel, just like Miss Lacey. I can teach her to like orange skies.
Poor kindergartners, they can't read. They take naps. Their books don't have chapters. Kindergarten stinks. First grade is great. The end.
Isn't that just a really cute story? And I really like how it focuses on, even though it's a big change, but the change can be good too. Like my change from 8th grade to high school was a really good experience. And now I'm in my sophomore year of high school, which seems crazy. So this next story is one of my favorites because I grew up with Amelia Bedelia. And they've also come out with books of Amelia Bedelia when she was younger. And this one is about field trips, and field trips mean a lot to me because at my old school, we used to do a ton of field trips in elementary school and in junior high. I remember, I don't know exactly what my first field trip was, but it was in preschool, and I think we either went to a farm or a firehouse. But so field trips have many memories with me, so I'm really excited to share this one with you. Here is Amelia Bedelia's First Field Trip by Herman Parrish.
Amelia Bedelia was so excited about her class field trip to Fairview Farm.
We learned about farms in school, said Amelia Bedelia's teacher, Miss Edwards, and today we're on a real farm with real farmers. Say hello to Mr. and Mrs. Dinkins.
Welcome to Fairview Farm, said Mr. Dinkins. I'll take you to see the animals, and then Mrs. Dinkins will show you her garden. She's got a green thumb.
Now who wants to meet some chickens?
We do, hollered the whole class.
While everyone followed Mr. Dinkins to the chicken coop, Amelia Bedelia stood very still and looked at Mrs. Dinkins. She had never seen a green thumb before, and she wondered which hand it was on.
What colors were the other fingers? Did Mrs. Dinkins have a pink pinky?
Hey, daydreamer, called Mr. Dinkins. Shake a leg. Amelia Bedelia looked at her legs.
Which one? She asked.
Which one what? Said Mr. Dinkins.
You said shake a leg, said Amelia Bedelia.
Right, said Mr. Dinkins. So Amelia Bedelia shook her right leg and ran to catch up with her class.
The red rooster perched on top of the chicken coop was making a racket.
What a loud mouse, said Heather as she covered her ears.
Roosters don't have mouths, said Amelia Bedelia. He has a loud beak.
That's Max, and he is our alarm clock, said Mr. Dinkins, as he poured crack corn into a feeder.
We go to bed with the chickens and wake up with Max.
Amelia Bedelia was sure glad she didn't have to share her bed with chickens or a rooster.
Mr. Dinkins showed everyone how to gather eggs. Some of the eggs were still warm. There were white eggs and brown eggs and speckled eggs and eggs the color of cream.
Wow, said Holly, the eggs match the chickens.
Amelia Bedelia discovered an unusual egg. Look at this one, she said. The Easter Bunny must have left it.
Amelia Bedelia, you cracked me up, said Clay.
Uh-oh, said Amelia Bedelia. I hope I don't do that to the eggs, too.
Is it true, asked Miss Edwards, that if a chicken eats something green, like broccoli, she'll lay a green egg?
Gosh, thought Amelia Bedelia, what if a chicken ate a grape, or a tomato, or a candy cane?
Actually, said Mr. Dinkins, the color of the eggshell depends on the type of chicken. What they eat makes the yolk lighter or darker. Our hens eat good things, so the yolks are bright yellow, like the sun.
The next stop was the dairy barn. This is Sunshine, my favorite cow, said Mr. Dinkins. Who'd like to milk her?
Everyone took a turn milking Sunshine. It was tricky work.
Moo, said Sunshine.
We have 20 dairy cows, 4 horses, a herd of goats, and a litter of pigs, said Mr. Dinkins, as he led the class on a tour of the barnyard.
Look, said Amelia Bedelia, that baby horse has a ponytail, just like Rose.
A baby horse is called a foal, said Miss Edwards. She's still learning to walk.
Miss Edwards, said Mr. Dinkins, pointing at the baby goats, do your kids ever act like these kids?
They sure do, said Miss Edwards, but only at recess.
Here is our litter, said Mr. Dinkins. Emile Bedelia didn't see any trash, just 10 piglets eating. Those little piggies went to lunch, said Penny. So should we, said Mr. Dinkins. Mrs. Dinkins was waiting for them under an enormous oak tree. She gave each student a chore to do, and soon everyone was helping to get lunch ready. Angel, Teddy, and Clay wiped down the picnic tables. Cliff, Daisy, and Don swept off the benches. Wade, Rose, and Heather filled the napkins. Holly, Jolly, and Penny filled the water glasses. Chip, Skip, and Pat passed out cheese and bread. "Hmm," said Miss Edwards, "where is Amelia Bedelia?" "I asked her to toss the salad," said Mr. Dinkins. "Oh, dear," said Miss Edwards. By the time Miss Edwards found Amelia Bedelia, the salad bowl was empty. "Where didn't you toss the salad?" asked Miss Edwards. "I tossed it all over," said Amelia Bedelia. "Over there, and over there, and there, and there." After everyone had worked together to make a new salad, the class had lunch. Then Mr. and Mrs. Dinkins took them to the hay barn. They each got to sit on a real tractor, and they lined up to take turns on the rope swing. Guess who was brave enough to go first? Amelia Bedelia was. "Hey, look out," said Holly. "Look out, hay," shouted Amelia Bedelia, landing in a big bouncy pile of hay. Mr. Dinkins yawned. "I'd like to hit the hay, too," he said. "Have a quick nap, dear," said Mrs. Dinkins. "We'll go to the garden." On the way to the garden, Mrs. Dinkins told the class that potatoes sprout eyes, corn has ears, and lettuce grows ahead. Her vegetables came to life for Amelia Bedelia. "Squish, squanch, what was that?" Chip asked. Mrs. Dinkins looked at what he had stepped on by mistake. "That's a squash," she said. "It is now," said Amelia Bedelia. "It is totally squashed." While Chip cleaned his shoe, Mrs. Dinkins talked about plants. "We make sure they get plenty of water and sunshine," she said. "This year I planted all sorts of beans, string beans, lima beans, box beans, scarlet runner beans, soybeans." Amelia Bedelia raised her hand. "Do you grow jelly beans?" she asked. "Well," said Mrs. Dinkins, laughing, "I've never tried to grow a jelly bean, but I'll show you how jelly grows. Follow me." "Welcome to my berry patch," said Mrs. Dinkins. "Help yourself. I picked the berries and cooked them down for jams and jellies." As Amelia Bedelia reached for a raspberry, she got snagged on thorns. When Mrs. Dinkins entangled her, Amelia Bedelia saw her thumbs. "Mrs. Dinkins," she said, "your thumbs aren't one bit green." Mrs. Dinkins smiled. "If you're good at growing things, folks say you have a green thumb. But you've got to get your hands dirty first." Getting dirty sounded like great fun to Amelia Bedelia. "Here, try these blueberries," said Mrs. Dinkins. "But only pick the blue ones. If a blueberry is red, then it is green. Unripe berries can give you a tummy ache." "How can a berry be blue, red, and green at the same time?" Amelia Bedelia wondered. "Thank you," she said, "but I prefer strawberries. When they are red, they're great." It was a long and exciting day at Fairview Farm, but finally it was time to say goodbye. "Will the bus be here soon?" asked Amelia Bedelia. "Actually," said Miss Edwards, "we'll be picked up in carpools." "Goody," said Amelia Bedelia. "I could use a swim." "We're mighty glad you came to visit," said Mr. Dinkins. "We have surprise souvenirs for each one of you." Mrs. Dinkins held out a handful of seeds. "Plant these," she said. "Water them well and give them lots of sunlight. Then one day you'll have pumpkins." "Pumpkins," the class yelled. "Hooray for Fairview Farm!" The next day, Amelia Bedelia's class drew pictures for Mr. and Mrs. Dinkins. Miss Edwards wrote a thank you note and they all signed it. Then they got busy planting their pumpkin seeds. Everyone got a seed in a cup filled with soil. "How deep should we plant it?" asked Joy. "This deep," said Amelia Bedelia, plunging her thumb into the dirt. She dropped her seed in the hole she made and covered it up. The rest of the class did the same. "Look," said Amelia Bedelia, "I've got a brown thumb." "That's a start," said Mrs. Edwards, "but I'm sure it will turn green in no time." And it certainly did. The end. Isn't that just a sweet story? I absolutely love Amelia Bedelia. This next song is "Can't Wait to Go to School" by Tom Gardner.
I can't wait to go to school. Then I will be a big kid too. I'll make friends and learn so much at school. I think I'll learn arithmetic, adding up any numbers I pick. I'll count pennies and nickels and dimes when I learn to add, subtract, divide, and multiply. I can't wait to go to school. Then I will be a big kid too. I'll make friends and learn so much at school, like arithmetic when I go to school. I really want to learn to read. Then I'll travel to the library. I'll be the main character in every book I read. When I go to the library, I'll be in every book I read. I can't wait to go to school. Then I will be a big kid too. I'll make friends.
friends and learn so much at school, like arithmetic, and I learn to read when I go to school. I would love to read about the earth and all the animals around the earth, and how to take care of the planet we share with animals and insects, people too, and everything on the earth. I can't wait to go to school, then I will be a big kid too. I'll make friends and learn so much at school, like arithmetic, and I'll learn to read all about the earth when I go to school. I will learn about the people of the world, all the different kinds of boys and girls. I'll read about what they learn in school and what they do when they're not in school. I'll learn about everyone. I can't wait to go to school, then I will be a big kid too. I'll make friends and learn so much at school, like arithmetic, and I'll learn to read all about the earth and the people of the world when I go to school. I will learn about the golden rule, treat everybody nice in school, 'cause I want them to be really nice to me, and every day I'll be in the place where all of my friends will be. I can't wait to go to school, then I will be a big kid too. I'll make friends and learn so much at school, like arithmetic, and I'll learn to read all about the earth and the people of the world and the golden rule. That's what I'll learn when I go to school.
Welcome back to The Storytellers. I'm Natalie Harris. In case if you're just joining us, we are doing a back-to-school theme because school just started for most of us, and school will start soon for others as well. Like my sister is starting on Wednesday, which is so lucky. I wish I could start on Wednesday. So this next book is one that I remember from my childhood. It's a really cute story, and I'm sure a lot of you have heard of this one before. And I really wish I could show you the pictures, because I really remember the pictures from this book. But you'll just have to check it out or look at it yourself sometime. Here is If You Take a Mouse to School by Laura Numeroff. If you take a mouse to school, he'll ask you for your lunchbox. When you give him your lunchbox, he'll want a sandwich and a snack for later. Then he'll need a notebook and some pencils. He'll probably want to share your backpack, too. When you get to school, he'll put his things in your locker and take a look around. He might do a little math and spell a word or two. He'll even try a science experiment. Then he'll need to wash up. You have to take him to the bathroom. Once he's nice and clean, he'll be ready for his lunch. On the way to the lunchroom, he'll see some building blocks. He'll build a little mouse house and make some furniture out of clay. Then he'll need some books for his bookshelf. He'll start by writing some of his own, so he'll need a lot of paper. He'll probably use up all your pencils. When he's finished, he'll want to read this book to you. Then he'll want to take it home, so he'll put it in your lunchbox and tuck it in a safe place. When the bell rings, he'll run out to wait for the bus. While he's waiting, he'll play a quick game of soccer. Then he'll ask you to shoot a few baskets and do a little skateboarding. When he stops to catch his breath, he'll want to eat a snack, so he'll ask you for your lunchbox. And chances are, if he asks you for your lunchbox, you'll have to take him back to school. The end. Isn't that just one of the cutest stories ever? I really like the books that Laura Numeroff writes. I really love the original, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. But then my other favorite one, besides the one I just read, is probably If You Give a Pig a Pancake. I just love pancakes, and that book is really adorable, and I think it's really creative. And she has so many, it's crazy. So this next story is one that I really love, and I actually just found it for this radio show, but it's really cute. It's an adorable story about friendship, and it also has a little mix of fairy tales in there. So here is Bee Bear and Lolly Off to School by A.A. Livingston. Bee Bear and Lolly were the best of friends, and why not? They liked the same porridge, the same chair, and the same comfy bed. They did all sorts of stuff together, skipping stones, playing in the sand, finding snacks, looking at books, creating masterpieces, and playing catch. As summer came to a close, Bee Bear was thinking about the first day of school. Kindergarten starts next week, he said. I can't wait to do math and science and spelling and learn to read. What are you excited about, Lolly? She grinned. I'm excited about recess. Bee Bear laughed. Oh, golly, Lolly.
That afternoon, the friends decided to get everything they needed for school. They went to the woodcutter's store in the hollow of a tree. Then it was time to pick out what to wear for their first day. The first outfits were too big and too small, too hot, too cold, too dark, too bright, too silly. Finally found outfits that were just right. On the first day of school, Bee Bear and Nolly had breakfast together. Unfortunately, Bee Bear was in a furry frenzy. "Mama, what if no one likes me?" asked Bee Bear. "Oh, Honey Bear, what if everyone likes you?" Mama Bear said warmly. Nolly agreed. "Besides, I like you," she said with a smile. That made Bee Bear smile too. Suddenly, the cuckoo clock chirped. "We can't be late on the first day," Bee Bear exclaimed. He kissed his mama and papa goodbye, grabbed his backpack, and pulled Lolly out the door. Bee Bear ran down the forest path. "Hurry, Lolly, hurry." "Don't worry, I know a shortcut," said Lolly. She turned right at a craggy rock, hopped over a mossy log, and passed by a house made of straw. "Are we there yet?" Bee Bear groaned. "This backpack weighs a ton." "Why'd you bring so much stuff?" asked Lolly. "I had to be prepared," Bee Bear said. "What about you? Where's your stuff?" "Right here," said Lolly, pulling a pencil from her hair, "but I may have packed too much." The pair came to a tree that had fallen across a stream. "Now," said Lolly, "here's the tricky part." "What, convincing me to walk over that?" asked Bee Bear. Lolly took a few steps across. She turned and said, "Come on, Bay." "Don't call me baby," Bee Bear exclaimed. "I'm a big bear." Bee Bear took a deep breath and bravely walked forward. His claws dug into the wet wood. But Lolly didn't have claws. She just had new shoes that were very slippery. Bee Bear reached for his friend. Whoa, splash! Bee Bear swam over to her. "Lolly, Lolly, are you okay?" "That was so much fun," said Lolly. "Let's do it again." Bee Bear almost agreed until he realized that his backpack was gone. Looking around, he saw all his school supplies floating down the stream with the current. "My stuff," he cried. "Come back," he yelled to the forest creatures, taking his school supplies, but it was no use. "Come on, Bee Bear," Lolly said gently. "It's time to go to school." "No, I needed those," cried Bee Bear. Tears rolled down his furry cheeks. "It'll be okay," she told him. "You could borrow my pencil." When they finally made it to school, Bee Bear was still upset. "I don't have anything I need for school," he whimpered. Lolly grabbed his hand and smiled. Just then, Bee Bear realized he had the only thing he truly needed. A friend. The end. Isn't that an adorable story? I just love the friendship message to it. And especially since I met some of my best friends in kindergarten as well. I really hope you enjoyed tonight's theme and that you had a wonderful first day of school, or I hope that you will have a good first day of school if you haven't started yet. The Storytellers is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by Floral Native Nursery and Restoration, Where the Wild Things Grow, a California native nursery committed to the use of sustainable native plants for landscaping and restoration projects. For information about native plants and drought-tolerant landscape design, visit Floral Native Nursery and Restoration at 2511 Floral Avenue or call 892-2511 online at floralnativenursery.com. And make sure to stay tuned for LA Sounds near Felipe. Again, I really hope you enjoyed tonight's show. And if you have started school, remember that this is a new school year and that you can do whatever you want. Maybe you'll meet some new friends and some people that you think you would really like to hang out with. Because remember, I mean, Lolly and Bee Bear, luckily they had friends before school. But some people don't have friends and they're just looking for a friend to hang out with. And this is also a time to go and discover things, new things that you might want to do. Like I do cross country after school. That's something that I really like to do. And I started that in middle school. I know in the elementary grades, most schools have like girls on the run, or you can do Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts. There's so many fun things to do, even if it isn't a part of your school. Like you can take a dance class or a music class or theater. I personally really love theater, and some of my friends love it too. Like at CRT, they're starting to do Into the Woods, the kids' version. So remember that even school isn't probably your best thing. I know I don't like getting up at 6:30 in the morning, but school is a place where you can learn a lot of new things, and that's always a privilege to have, that you can go to school and learn a lot about nature or the world around you, which is awesome. So even though there'll be bad days, you have to take a test on one day, maybe you forgot your homework or your dog ate your homework, but just remember that there are happy days that will come soon.
This next song is one that is very dear to my heart. It is one that reminds me of my old school. It's one that we would sing a lot at this thing called All School Sing. All the grades would get together, preschool through eighth grade, and we would all go into this room called, we call it the multi-purpose room, and we would sit around and we'd sing a bunch of different songs. We had school theme songs and just songs that the person that led the All School Sing, Mr. Pembroke, that he liked, and that he did the, he actually played the guitar for each of the songs, and we'd have the lyrics on the screen. And this is one that I really remember from those All School Sing experiences. And it's one that when my friends and I listened to it, we all smile at each other because we remember listening and singing to that song when we were younger and we became friends too. So here is I Can Tell That We Are Going to Be Friends, sung by Jack Johnson.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree, we can rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found, safely walk to school without a sound. We safely walk to school without a sound. Well, here we are, no one else, we walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell, nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball, then back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. The teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass, we don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. The teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes it when you sing. Tonight I'll dream in my bed while silly thoughts run through my head of the bugs and alphabet. And when I wake tomorrow, I'll bet you and I will walk together again. 'Cause I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
If there's anyone here who knows why these two people should not be joined together, let them speak now or forever hold their peace.
Wait! Wait! Stop the wedding! You're just marrying her for spite. If she knew the inside story, she'd tell you what you're doing just ain't right. I know you don't wanna hurt me.